听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. We are on day two of our food article. Here is a question for you. It's a little test. How do you spell delicious? Well, for millions of people around the world, it's spelled I-N-S-E-C-T. That is, if they speak English. Well, how do you like your insects prepared? Roasted? Fried, barbecued. We'll learn that many people in China like their insects deep fried. Deep fried is our first key word of the day. Our example sentence reads, chicken tastes delicious when it is deep fried. Next is the adjective upscale. When you have dinner at that upscale restaurant, expect to spend at least $60 a piece. Now, if you would please open your magazines to page 35 and follow as we read beginning at the top of the right-hand column. Please join us now for this.
Some spell delicious, I-N-S-E-C-T. Years ago, in China, imperial menus included insects, silkworms, and scorpions. Today, many Chinese still enjoy them on the menu. Most are deep-fried with a little salt. Favorites include scorpions, cicadas, locusts, grasshoppers, and bean or silkworms. Upscale restaurants serve them, and street vendors offer them roasted on a stick. In Mexico, people consume fried grasshoppers. In cities, fried grasshoppers can be bought in cans in supermarkets. Mexicans also eat agave worms cooked inside a tortilla.
Hi friends and welcome, I'm Chelsea.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chip. And you're joining us for our second day in our food article. We're talking about insects, and that's right, it's a food article about insects, because not everyone in the world thinks that eating insects is unusual.
Exactly. And in fact, we saw yesterday that probably at least half of the world eats insects on a regular basis. So we've been talking about different kinds of insect treats that you can find in different countries. And right now we're going to go to the country of China. What do we learn, Chelsea, that happened years ago?
Well, we learned that imperial menus included insects, such as silkworms and scorpions. So if we're talking about something that is imperial, we are talking about something that is good enough for the rulers of an empire. We might think of royalty. So the royalty would enjoy silkworms and scorpions in China.
So if they're good enough for royalty, maybe they're good enough for me too. And actually, that was a long time ago in Imperial China. Today, many Chinese still enjoy insects as a part of their diet. So you can easily find insects on menus in China.
And most are deep fried with a little salt, which always makes things taste better. Favorites include scorpions, cicadas, locusts, grasshoppers, and bean or silk worms. Now, let's go back a little bit and we're going to talk about how people eat these insects. Most of the time, they deep fry them. What does it mean to deep fry something, Chelsea?
Well, if you deep fry something, you're putting it into maybe some oil or some fat and putting some heat on it and cooking it that way. It cooks in the hot oil. Deep fried isn't always the most healthy way to eat, but apparently it makes insects taste pretty good.
And it sounds like these insects are served in upscale restaurants. Now, that word upscale is one of our vocabulary words. And usually if something is upscale, that means it's high class, or it's something that people who make a lot of money might go to or might consume, might buy. Usually that word upscale means luxurious and high class.
Right, or fancy. So you can find these bugs in fancy restaurants, and on the other hand, you can find them right on the street. We see that street vendors offer bugs or insects roasted on a stick. I think in Asia, this whole stick thing, things on a stick, is very popular. And actually, when I was in Beijing, I saw a lot of these insects roasted on a stick.
Were you tempted to eat any of these insects?
Honestly, no. Maybe if I'd been in an upscale restaurant and they'd served them to me, I would have tried them if I didn't know the difference. I'm sure it was quite an experience, at least to see them on the stick. And when we're talking about that word vendor, we're referring to someone who sells items like food from maybe a cart that's located on the street. Exactly. Well, let's travel now to the country of Mexico. And in Mexico, we see that people consume or eat fried grasshoppers. Now, grasshoppers are cute little things. I remember as a kid, I loved playing with them. They're usually green and they jump around in the grass, but they are also quite a delicacy in Mexico.
Apparently, as our article says, that in cities, fried grasshoppers can be bought in cans in supermarkets. So canned grasshoppers. Now, I sometimes will eat canned vegetables, but I have never seen canned grasshoppers.
I haven't seen canned grasshoppers either. I think it would be very interesting to see canned grasshoppers. In Mexico, they also eat agave worms, which is a type of worm, and they cook them inside a tortilla. And a tortilla is kind of a flat piece of bread that is used in a lot of Mexican dishes. So if you go to Mexico, you might find an agave worm in your tortilla.
You know, I've actually eaten quite a bit of Mexican food. I worked for a while in Mexican camps in America, and they would often cook for me, and I wasn't always sure what I was eating. I kind of wonder if maybe I was eating some of these agave worms or fried grasshoppers. Either way, the food always tasted delicious. So there must be a reason why they eat them.
Well, and actually, from what I've learned today and yesterday, it sounds like these insects are a very valuable source of protein. And because they're low in fat, that makes them very healthy to eat.
I might even be willing to try some of these insects if they are going to be that good for my health. Well, let's go to the chat room, and then we're going to take a break, but we'll be right back to talk more about insects, and stay with us.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken.
And my name is Beth. Hi, everyone. Today, we're continuing our lesson about insect eating. We read that people around the world eat ants, grasshoppers, and many other kinds of insects.
You know, Beth, I'm ready to try one. As soon as chat room is over today, I'm going to try and find a bug to fry up.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall to see that.
You want to be a fly on the what?
A fly on the wall. It's an idiom. If you say you wish you could be a fly on the wall, it means you wish you could be somewhere secretly to see and hear when something happens.
So if there was an important meeting that you weren't allowed to attend, you might say you'd like to be a fly on the wall during that meeting?
Exactly.
你可以想象如果自己是一只苍蝇，你可以潜入一些地方去偷听或偷窥别人在做什么，这就是所谓的 fly on the wall, 墙上的苍蝇。比如说 I wish I could be a fly on the wall to see what's going on in that company. 如果我是一只墙上的苍蝇，我就能看到那家公司在做什么。So are there any more idioms about insects?
Sure, here's another one about flies. You wouldn't hurt a fly.If someone wouldn't hurt a fly, it means he's a gentle person who wouldn't do anything to hurt or upset anyone.
如果一个人 wouldn't hurt a fly, 意思就是说他很仁慈善良，连一只苍蝇都不会伤害。 Beth, I've also heard an idiom about opening a box of worms. What does that mean?
Oh, you must be talking about opening up a can of worms. If someone opens up a can of worms, it means they create a situation that causes a lot of problems.
Okay, a can of worms. 还有一句话, open up a can of worms. 什么叫做打开一罐头的蚯蚓? A can of worms 指的是棘手的问题。在罐头里的蚯蚓就像一堆纠缠难解的问题。你一旦打开了，当然就变得一发不可收拾。Okay, what about ants in your pants?
Oh, if you have ants in your pants, you're not able to sit still because you're excited or worried about something.
And isn't there one about butterflies?
Yes, having butterflies in your stomach. If people have butterflies in their stomach, it means they are nervous. It feels like there are butterflies fluttering or flapping their wings in your stomach.
Ants in your pants, 裤子里的蚂蚁表示一个人很急躁，坐立不安，就像中文说的，急得像热锅上的蚂蚁。Have butterflies in one's stomach, 字面上的解释是一个人的肚子里头有蝴蝶，指的就是一种持续不断的恐惧、紧张或者忧虑的心情，跟中文说的心里感到七上八下很相似。
Well, thanks for joining us. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, friends. We're talking about...Eating insects. Ooh. So, eating insects isn't as strange as it sounds. We're finding out that millions of people around the world eat them on a regular basis. They cook them in many different tasty ways. And as we'll see in a moment, insects can be very nutritious.Two more words that you need to know for this section of the lesson are widespread. The heavy rains caused widespread flooding in the countryside. And the verb endanger, as in, if you drive a car and don't wear a seatbelt, you endanger yourself. Okay, let's learn if eating bugs is dangerous or not.This reading begins on page 36 on line 5.
Some spell delicious, I-N-S-E-C-T. Some experts hope entomophagy, the eating of insects, will become more widespread in the Western world.Raising insects is cheaper and takes far less space than raising regular farm animals. As a food source, insects in general pack in the nutrients. A termite contains 36 milligrams of iron compared with beef with only 4 milligrams. Those looking to strengthen their bones should try crickets. One cricket contains 76 milligrams of calcium.Considering that insects on Earth number about 10 quintillion, eating lots won't endanger them. So go ahead and try that ant larva taco.
Okay, welcome back. So we're talking about people all over the world eating insects. And they're not eating insects because it's unusual or because it's funny.But because it's a very normal, important part of their diet. And when you eat insects like this, if you practice the eating of insects, then you are doing something called entomophagy. And entomophagy is a pretty new word for me.
It's a new word for me too, but I think it's a great word to learn. Entomophagy, the eating of insects. And again, these experts think that this will become more and more widespread in the Western world.Let's stop for a minute and look at that word widespread. It's one of our word bank words. Chelsea, what does it mean if something is widespread?
Well, it means it's spread out or scattered over a large area. It's spread over a wide space. So many experts are hoping that this will become more widespread, that more people will start eating insects as part of their diet. But why in the world would they want that? What are some benefits?
Well, now, wait a second. The next sentence, I think, maybe should have been at the very beginning of the article. It says that raising insects is cheaper and it takes far less space than raising regular farm animals. Now, it saves me money and it helps the environment. I think I might be interested in eating insects now, actually.
Well, I think that definitely gives good reasons why we should consider doing this. I think saving money is always a good idea, and taking up less space as well. It's just funny for me to think of raising insects. It seems to me like we already have enough insects around. Why would we need to raise many a lot more? Well, raising insects might not be such a crazy idea. As our text tells us, as a food source, insects, in general, pack in the nutrients. And when we're talking about nutrients, we're talking about a source of good nourishment or good health. You kind of see that word nutrition there. So nutrients are good to take in or pack in for your health, and insects can do that. So why not raise some insects?
And our article gives us some examples of how nutritious some of these insects are. It says a termite contains 36 milligrams of iron compared to, I suppose, an equal amount of beef that would only have 4 milligrams. Now, 4 milligrams in beef compared to 36 milligrams in one termite, that's pretty amazing.
That's 9 times more
iron,
in the termites than in the beef. That's pretty significant. I agree with you. And it's pretty amazing. I'm learning so many new things today from this lesson. So people looking to strengthen their bones should try crickets. Now, crickets are another insect. Maybe you've heard crickets at night. They can keep you awake at night with their little chirping. They make a lot of noise. They're little black insects. I've never thought about eating them before, though.
I haven't ever thought about eating them either, but I might after reading this. One cricket contains 76 milligrams of calcium. Calcium is another very important source that we need in our bodies. You can get it from milk, but I'm willing to bet that a cricket probably even has more calcium than milk.
And it doesn't sound like we will run out of insects very quickly if we begin to eat insects as a normal part of our diet. Because considering that insects on Earth number about 10 quintillion, eating a lot of insects won't endanger them. Now, how many insects is 10 quintillion, Rachel?
Wow, well, I do like math, so this number is just huge. I want you to picture the number 10 with 18 zeros behind it. That's 18 zeros. It's too big for us to even understand, or we'd say even fathom. It's a lot of insects. There are so many insects, we just can't believe it.
Yes, and maybe that 10 quintillion is an estimated number. It's an estimate. Either way, it's certainly a lot of insects, and we know that since there are so many, we won't endanger them when we eat them. And that word endanger means we won't put them in danger. Sometimes we hear about animals that are on an endangered list. That means their numbers have gotten so low that they might become extinct. They might no longer exist. Not gonna happen with insects, though.
Wow, okay, so there are a lot of insects in the world. So go ahead and try that ant larva taco. You might even think it tastes delicious, and then you'll begin to spell delicious, I-N-S-E-C-T. That's all for today. I hope you've learned a lot about eating insects the last couple days. Before we leave for the day, we're going to watch a skit and see what's happening there.
Mmm, this is a great snack. You want to try it?
Sure. Let's see. Mmm, it's very delicious.
That's because it's fresh from the farm.
Really? Mmm.
Yes, a lot of upscale restaurants serve these tasty treats.
Mmm, I can see why. Oh, it tastes so good.
You're right.
Oh, well, let me see. Was that chicken or beef?
No, we don't have chickens or cows here.
Well, maybe it was pork or lamb.
No, no, we don't have pigs or sheep. In fact, we don't have regular animals on this farm.
Well, then what do you have?
We have insects. We raise insects here.
Insects?
Yes, it's cheaper and takes less space.
But are insects good for your health?
Oh, yes. Insects are packed with nutrients. Termites have more iron than beef, and crickets are high in calcium.
Oh, I didn't know. And, ooh.
Well, look around. Look how many insects there are. No need to worry about endangering these critters.
Yeah, right.
So, help yourself. Have more crickets or ants.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看 deep fry 这个动词。Fry 是指用油炸、炒或者是煎。所以 deep fry 是把食物整个放到油里面去油炸。例如 deep fry the chicken wings for 6 minutes, 把鸡翅膀放到油里面炸6分钟。如果是用被动语态的 deep fried, 就是指油炸的。例如 deep fried potato chips, 炸马铃薯片。如果是炒菜的话是用 stir fry 这个字 ,STIR 加连接号加 fry, 例如 stir fry the beef and then the vegetables, 先爆炒牛肉再炒青菜。接下来我们看的是 upscale 这个形容词 ,up 是指上面 ,scale 是指等级，所以 upscale 是指高档的或者是供应上流社会的或者是适合高消费群的，例如This upscale brand of fine linens is very popular in England. 这个高档的床单的品牌在英国非常受欢迎。或者是 The houses in this upscale neighborhood cost at least $1 million. 这个高级社区的房子价值至少要$1,000,000。最后我们看的是 widespread 这个形容词。Wide 是指广大的。Spread 是指散播，所以 widespread 是指普遍的或广泛的。例如 ,The Equal Rights Campaign received widespread support in this area. 这个平权运动在这个区域受到广泛的支持。或者是 ,There is no cure for this widespread disease. 这个广泛蔓延的疾病并没有药物可以医治。And that concludes our language tips today. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Some spell delicious, I-N-S-E-C-T. Years ago, in China, imperial menus included insects, silkworms, and scorpions. Today, many Chinese still enjoy them on the menu. Most are deep-fried with a little salt. Favorites include scorpions, cicadas, locusts, grasshoppers, and bean or silkworms.Upscale restaurants serve them, and street vendors offer them roasted on a stick. In Mexico, people consume fried grasshoppers. In cities, fried grasshoppers can be bought in cans in supermarkets. Mexicans also eat agave worms cooked inside a tortilla. Some experts hope entomophagy, the eating of insects,will become more widespread in the Western world. Raising insects is cheaper and takes far less space than raising regular farm animals. As a food source, insects in general pack in the nutrients. A termite contains 36 milligrams of iron compared with beef with only 4 milligrams. Those looking to strengthen their bones should try crickets.One cricket contains 76 milligrams of calcium. Considering that insects on Earth number about 10 quintillion, eating lots won't endanger them. So go ahead and try that ant larva taco.
Well, if you're not an entomophagist yet...Think about becoming one. Entomophagist is just a fancy word meaning one who eats insects. And also think about all the advantages there are to eating insects. Insects are cheaper, healthier, and better for the environment. So that's it for our food article about eating bugs. Tomorrow, we're going to travel to a special country in Africa. It's a place that's world famous, but not because the people there eat bugs. Find out which country I'm talking about tomorrow. Until then, we at Studio Classroom hope that you have a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.